And then in the morning crowd surrounded Herod, warriors coming to that hall from faraway lands, princes and leaders of men hurrying to behold the monster's great staggering tracks. They gaped with no sense of sorrow, felt no regret for his suffering, went tracing his bloody footprints, his beaten and lonely flight, to the edge of the lake where he dragged his corpse-like way, doomed and already weary of his vanishing life. The water was bloody, steaming and boiling in horrid pounding waves. Heat sucked from his magic veins, but the swirling surf had covered his death, hidden deep in murky darkness, his miserable end, as hell opened to receive him. Then young and old rejoiced, turned back from that happy pilgrimage, mounted their hard-hooved horses, high-spirited stallions, and rode them slowly towards Herod again, retelling Beowulf's bravery as they jogged along, and over they swore that nowhere on earth, or under the spreading sky, or between the seas, neither south nor north, was there a warrior worthier to rule over men. But no one meant Beowulf's praise to belittle Hrothgar, their kind and gracious king.